Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to the second installment of CSNCalifornia.com's Raiders Insider Podcast. I am your host, Scott Baer, and this week we will be speaking with cornerback David Amerson, who talked extensively about his rise to prominence here in Oakland, why it didn't work out with the Washington Redskins, and what it was like to be a 20-year-old at NC State and get 12, that's right, 12 interceptions. With no further ado, here's David Amerson. Sitting here with Raiders quarterback David Amerson, who must love playing in Nashville for some reason for a second straight year. The guy has an amazing game. What is it about playing in that town against that offense? Something that you must like.
I really don't know, man. I think the Titans, one of their main focuses is focusing. I think Mariota likes to go to, you know, his right, which is my left, you know, and which I am the left corner. I just always get a lot of action against Tennessee. And like I said, we were prepared. We were prepared all week, kind of knew, you know, stuff that was coming, and I was able to get a beat on them.
You know, this Raiders secondary has given up a lot of yards over the first couple games. Was it nice to be able to really clamp down and, you know, as a back end, really kind of win that game?
Yeah, definitely, man. Like you said, we definitely didn't feel like we played up to, you know, what we're capable of in our first two games. So it was important for us to come out the third game and, you know, and really get something going and you know, get on the right foot. And I think we just want to improve from that and just keep getting better, man, and just get this thing going to be a shutdown D like we're capable of being.
Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh just did a media conference call and said that you were one of the country's best cornerbacks. That's quite a compliment,
right,
to be at this stage, and really considering that it hasn't always been a smooth road. Like,
right,
what does that mean to hear that, especially after all that you've been through, that you're getting that type of respect all across the country?
It's definitely appreciated. Definitely, you know, means something coming from a, you know, a guy with that much football knowledge. But I just think, you know, me personally, I always, you know, kind of thought of myself as being one of the best. You know, it's just a point of going out here and proving it. And the biggest thing is just being consistent, man. Just each game, each week, man, just continue to, you know, go out there and make plays, put my team in the best position to win and be a corner that, you know, my coaches and the Raider Nation can count on week in and week out. So that's my main goal. And hopefully, you know, I turn a few more heads, you know, so.
You get asked quite often, maybe every couple weeks, what's the difference between your Raiders time and then your time back in the nation's capital? And you've answered that several times, and you've said study habits have really helped you. Has it been nice to, you do something different, you work harder, and then you get those positive results from it? Like, that must be really encouraging that you found your method for what works and then what turns out well on game day.
Yeah, definitely, man. I think, you know, it comes to a point, you know, as a, not only as an athlete, but as a man, sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and, you know, ask yourself, you know, what can I do better, you know, to make me a more successful, whether it's football player or successful man, whatever the case may be. And I think, you know, that was the case. And I really realized, you know, where I was lacking that in my preparation and things like that. So I just cranked that up, man. Because like I said, I always see myself as, you know, being one of the better guys and just leading. And to be able to show that, I have to prepare and be the professional that is necessary to, you know, go out there on Sundays and make those plays. So.
And obviously, this Raiders front office saw that in you just from, what, 15 games or so, because they went out and they invested heavily, trusting that you would keep on doing that. And that must have been a really encouraging thing, because you could have gone into a real prove-it year. But instead, you got some security, and that must have been really nice to have that out of the way, all that contract stress done before the year started.
Right, yeah, it's definitely a relief knowing that I was in an organization, that obviously seen some things that make them believe in me and believe that I got what it takes, to be one of those guys that they can depend on and rely on, and so that definitely gave me another sense of confidence or sense of security, with the team and with the coaches and with this organization. So, yeah, that definitely was a plus in my head.
Why don't we go back to 2011? You're a sophomore at NC State and 13 picks, puts you on the national radar. Like, what was that season like, and why do you think that it went so well and all the hype that comes around those teams, first-team All-American, all that kind of stuff? What was that year like for you, and why do you think that you were so locked in?
It was just crazy, man. It was really, I was just out there playing. I was still, naturally raw talent. I was still, learning the position of corner, playing free safety in high school. And that being my second year in college, I was still trying to, just really get the position locked down. And I think it was just going out there and just showing my natural ability. We did a lot of coverages that allowed me to, have my eyes on the quarterback a lot. And so I was, really getting a jump on the ball a lot of the times. It was just a magical year, man. And for it to happen like that, it was I'm still speechless to this day, because it was just crazy how just seemed like every game, it was I was getting the ball, So it was one of those years, man, where everything was just kind of, falling in my direction.
Is there something that, if we were to flip that maybe everything came so easy, so maybe you thought, oh, I can just get by on natural athleticism?
Yeah.
And this is what happens, when you do that, you didn't have to study or work as hard.
Yeah, definitely, man. It definitely gave me, like you said, a false sense that, it was just that easy all the time. And then I really, like I said, I was still learning. I was still learning, what it takes, for me becoming a professional, me becoming a better football player. And like I said, and once I got to the league, even though my rookie year was pretty smooth, I had a pretty solid year, I was still kind of playing with that method. And, it kind of eventually caught up to me, coming into my second year, just like I said, the lack of preparation, not really just going out there and just showing up rather than just being 100% locked in and kind of, studying the guys all week and stuff like that. I was, like I said, at home playing video games, watching TV, not really locked into football how I should have been. And like I said, once I realized, that was one of the areas I was lacking in, it had to be something that I put the effort into just improving. And so once I got here, I started, changing things up a little bit and started really locking in, and I seen the results. So
you have had a pretty interesting road, but would you trade it in for anything else? Given, of course, you probably want to go from being good to great to the greatest.
Right.
But it's been an interesting road. It's gotten you here and gotten you to the point where you're a widely respected corner. It must be a satisfying thing that through all these ups and downs, now you finally got that spot where you're kind of rising now.
All right, yeah, definitely. It definitely builds character. Builds you as a, like I said, not only as a player, but as a man. I've been through it all. I've been through the rough games. I've been through, good games. I kind of got a feeling of how everything comes. And so it's not really, that kind of part is kind of like pushed aside. Now we're just out there just playing ball, knowing what it takes, getting prepared and going out there and just letting it rip and leaving it all on the field. So yeah, it's definitely, like I said, it's definitely building my character, I should say. Yeah.
And then just one last thing for you. Now this team really cares about its secondary. You look at how they invested in you and Sean Smith. They went out and they got Reggie Nelson. They used a first-round draft pick on a strong safety.
Right.
A group that could be together for a while. Are you excited about the overall potential of what you guys can do as you continue to grow together?
Oh, yeah, man. I think the sky's the limit, man. Like, we got so much. It's still early, and we got so much to learn, from each other, with each other, just being out there. And it's going to take these experiences. Like I said, we hit some rocky roads first two games, then, we came back and had our best performance this season on the third game. But it's still a lot that we need to clean up, a lot we could clean up. So it's still room to grow, and it's still just so much potential out there that how good we really can be. And I think, you know, it's as we just lock in and just keep putting, stacking up the weeks and keep putting in the work, I think it's going to show eventually, man. And when it's all said and done at the end of the season, hopefully, you know, we'll be holding that trophy up and looking back into these first couple of games like, dang, I remember starting off giving up 300 yards passing and stuff like that, you know. So it's a process, man. It's a marathon, a long season. You got to just, you know, just grind it out week in and week out and just go out there, like I said, prepare and just leave it all on the field.
Raiders cornerback David Amerson, thank you so much for taking the time, man. Great stuff. Thank you. That'll do it for this week's installment of the Raiders Insider Podcast. A special thank you to cornerback David Amerson for taking out the time this week as the Raiders head off to Baltimore as they try to go 3-1 through the first four games of this season. If you like what you heard here, feel free to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you with another Raiders guest next week.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com.